From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president says there will be a major investigation into U.S. voter fraud. President Donald Trump announced today that he will seek a probe of alleged voter fraud in the U.S. election. In a morning tweet today, Trump wrote, "I will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those registered to vote in two states, those who are illegal, and even those registered to vote who are dead, and many for a long time. Depending on the results, we will strengthen up voting procedures." Trump and the White House have failed to provide any evidence for the president's repeated claims that several million people voted illegally in the November poll that brought him to power. Democrats have warned that the new U.S. president should focus on fulfilling the promises from his election campaign and stop insisting on falsehoods.
Trump won 306 electoral votes compared to rival Hillary Clinton's 232, securing an uncontested victory. But a final vote count showed that Clinton won about 3 million more popular votes than he did. After his inauguration, Trump said the results reflected voter fraud. His press secretary confirmed the claim Tuesday.
The comment that he made was, he said 3 to 5 million people, you know, could have voted illegally based on the studies that he's seen. But he's very clear that he won the election based on the 306 electoral votes that he got.
You cannot run a government. You cannot help people. You cannot keep America safe if you don't actually admit to the facts.
In his remarks Tuesday, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York also rebuked Republicans for a lack of response to the president's claims.
Zlatik Hoek reporting. This is VOA News. The U.S. president is preparing to move forward with orders to build a wall along the border with Mexico, along with imposing temporary bans on who is allowed to enter the country. That according to several government officials and immigration experts. He's expected to sign the first of his immigration-related orders today during a visit to the Department of Homeland Security. The moves are in line with his frequent campaign promises to tighten national security.
We will build a great wall along the southern border.
Trump wants a wall along the entire length of the U.S.-Mexico border. Currently, there is a barrier only along some of it. Mexico has repeatedly stated it will not pay for the wall. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto is due to visit the White House next week. People familiar with the immigration orders say Trump is considering a four-month freeze on all refugee admissions, as well as banning for at least 30 days entry to the U.S. by anyone from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The ban was believed to also include an exception for people who are religious minorities in their country or facing persecution. The Berlin-based anti-graft watchdog Transparency International has released its annual Corruption Perceptions Index for 2016, showing how systemic corruption coupled with social inequality leads to popular disenchantment, providing fertile ground for populist politicians. The index, which ranked nearly 180 countries, said most ended up below 50 on a scale of 100, ranging from highly corrupt to very clean. It said more countries declined in transparency last year than improved. A researcher told VOA the corruption that grips countries like Ukraine and Brazil gives rise to populist politicians who promise to change the system but often end up weakening democratic institutions. At least 8 people were dead, 14 injured Wednesday, as Somali security forces ended a siege by extremist fighters who stormed a hotel in the capital. 4 al-Shabaab attackers were also killed, say police, in the attack on the Daya Hotel, which is often frequented by government officials. Survivors described chaotic scenes in which hotel residents hid under beds and others jumped out of windows of the 4-story building to escape the attackers. The assault on the hotel started when a suicide car bomb exploded at its gates. A second explosion soon followed. Dozens of people, including lawmakers, were thought to have been staying at the hotel at the time of the morning attack, according to a police captain. A nearby shopping center caught fire. Dozens of people helped save goods from the flames. Check out more at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.